Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, as John Leeming would say, it's time for another one of my famous sandwiches. I'm not quite sure what makes them famous, but apparently they are. Anyway, this week's show, I'm trying to keep the theme up to date, as I always do, and every organist apart from one is still with us and still playing concerts. This month's sandwich features British and American artists, but this time it's a little bit of a twist because all of the instruments you're going to hear this evening are installed in this country. Let's start this week's show with a man who needs no introduction. Well, he's not going to get one. That was, of course, Phil Kelsall there, who's been at the Town Ballroom in Blackpool for the last 43 years, playing a piece written by EMI sound engineer Stephen Vince, written with Phil in mind, called Kelsall Capers. Now, I was recently at the Butter Market in Shrewsbury, and that organ has always been one of my favourite transplant installations. Originally from the Ritz in Chatham, it came to the Butter Market and opened in 1989 with Dudley Savage at the console. My visit there sparks me to drag out a couple of cassettes recorded on the organ, and we're going to hear a track from the 1991 release done by Donald McKenzie, his first ever theatre organ album. So here's Donald with a beautiful ballad in slight Scottish flavour called The Fair Maid of Moray.
Thank you.
Donald McKenzie there at the Butter Market in Shrewsbury in 1991. And now for the four tracks featuring American artists on British organs. It was actually quite hard to find four tracks of American organists that are still alive playing British installations. So unfortunately, I only managed to find three. The next track is a rarity, really, because this organ, when it was at Len Raw's house, was only really recorded by Len himself, except for one album, which featured husband and wife combination Dennis and Heidi James. With Dennis on the organ and Heidi on the piano, here they are with a lively duet called Little Rock Getaway. Combination there of Dennis and Heidi James at Len Raw's home organ at Tonawanda, Chorleywood, the ex-Empire Leicester Square Wurlitzer, with the two playing the duet Little Rock Getaway. Wonderful stuff. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that this is the most recent recording of an American artist playing a British instrument that's been released commercially. And the recording, believe it or not, took place 9 years ago in 2010 on the Victoria Hall Saltaire Wurlitzer, back when it was a Free 11 in its pre-Crummett days. Jelani Eddington has actually recorded a couple of instruments in this country commercially, but this has to be the most recent one, and here he is with a sort of jazz standard called I Was Doing All Right.
Thank you.
Jelani Eddington there at the Victoria Hall in Saltaire with I Was Doing All Right back in 2010. Now, perhaps one of the earlier examples of an American artist recording a British organ on a long-playing record, a couple were done, actually, in the day by Don Baker at the Granada Tooting back in the 30s. However, you had to wait until about the mid-80s, I'd imagine, till Hector Oliveira made his famous record on the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. The Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust were keen to get American artists over, and part of the organ festival they had there a couple of years previous to this, Hector played. Here's Hector then in 1981 with a beautiful ballad that's, well, slightly late for the time of year, but it's good nonetheless and called One Morning in May.
Thank you.
the lush sounds there of the Queen Wurlitzer at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester with Hector Oliveira and One Morning in May. Well, in 1988, the Cinema Organ Society's London District, as it was then, had finally finished some tonal work and improvements to the South Bank Polytechnic Wurlitzer. To mark this occasion, Tom Hazelton kindly stepped in and recorded some tracks for the Society whilst over here on a concert tour. It's sadly one of the few commercial recordings that exist of Tom, and it's a really, really fine recording. Here he is with that George Gershwin number, O Lady, Be Good. Gershwin's O Lady Be Good, as played by Tom Hazelton on the South Bank Polytechnic Wurlitzer in London back when it was a 424 Wurlitzer, of course now enjoying life at the Troxy in Stepney. Well, now we're done with the American artists, it's time for the final two tracks of British artists, and for the next track we go up to the Bertie Friend collection, not to hear the 14 rank Compton, but to hear the 9 rank Wurlitzer instead. I always think it's interesting when organists are presented with two manual consoles. It often forces them to think creatively, and some are very good at this and others sadly not so. But one man who is certainly very good at getting the best out of a two manual console is Simon Gledhill. And here we hear him in slightly Latin bossa nova mode with a hit number from Antonio Carlos Jobim, The Girl from Ipanema. Thank you. Simon Gledhill there at the 2-9 Wurlitzer at the Bertie Fenn Collection with the girl from Ipanema. Well, we're going to end this week's show with a man who still manages to amaze me with the speed and accuracy that he can play numbers. If you've ever watched that video on YouTube called Organist Goes Crazy, you will of course realise I'm referring to Robert Wolf that on that video was playing the old piano rag. And as a young enthusiast many years ago, I used to watch and marvel at the speed of which Robert plays. However, Robert tackles a more technical piece in the next track and final track of this week's show, and I'm still blown away with how fast and how accurately he approaches Temptation Rag. Robert Wolf there at the Firsford Wurlitzer with Temptation Rag, bringing this week's show to an end. Well, it'll be Nigel Ogden's turn to root around in his archive to bring you lots of goodies for your enjoyment. But until then, all the best from me, Damon Cox. Cheerio!